Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Miner. This weekly no-fluff mindset show arms you with the practical tools you need to get unstuck so you can get exactly what you want out of life. Remember, when you change your mind, your life will follow. Let's get into today's episode. Molly, thank you so much for coming on the Unstuck Podcast today. I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So I was sharing before we hopped on to our interview, I was sharing with the audience that breath work is something that has come up in my life recently, like kind of just by chance. It wasn't even something I was aware of until just a few months ago. And I kind of went into it blind, not really knowing what it was, kind of thinking it'd just be like meditation or something like that. And was completely blown away. And so since then, I've been really trying to find someone that I trust to come on the show and tell the whole audience, including myself, a little bit more about breath work and what happens and why it's so powerful and, you know, just all the goodness that breath work is. And so I'm really excited to have you to talk about that. But I also want to dive in to learn more about you and to connect our audience with you. So why don't we start by just hearing a little bit more about your story, why you do what you do, where you've been, and where you are now?
Yeah. So I, you know, have always been fascinated with mental health and the mind. And my mom struggled with mental health growing up. I really struggled with it. And so I always had this question of like, what makes us do the things that we do? So I started studying psychology. Like, I took a class in high school. I majored in it in college. But it really just kind of taught me that Western medicine approach of like, take medication and go to talk therapy. And, you know, at the same time, I was like going through my own healing journey using a holistic method. And I then started working, like after I graduated from college, I started working at psychiatric facilities and saw even more how Western medicine was completely failing these kids in terms of it wasn't helping them heal. It was just trying to mask their symptoms. So, you know, the longer all that went on, I just realized if I really wanted to help people heal, I needed to take a root level approach and really help people get to the very root of what was causing the depression and the anxiety and the imbalance in their whole bodies in general. So like a root level approach and also a natural approach, because I just saw, like, you know, me included, like Western medicine throwing all of these pills and chemicals and, you know, band-aid approaches towards mental health. And so I was just so inspired and was like, getting super into, you know, nutrition and functional medicine. I was seeing a naturopath, and then I went to school for holistic nutrition, became a health coach, and then kind of like circled back around to mental health, because I really feel like the root of anything that's going on with our health stems from what's going on in our mind and our energy.
Yeah, absolutely. I could not agree more. And so it kind of seems like you went back to this mental health aspect of something that kind of happened in your own life and something you've been really fascinated by and took a whole different approach. And now you have quite a few different modalities that you use to help your clients specifically when it comes to mental health. So can you tell us, give us a little overview of each one of those and how you help clients from this holistic approach?
Yes, absolutely. So there's kind of three main components of how I work with clients. So that's holistic nutrition, but then underneath that, you know, there's like detoxing and all of the lifestyle factors, like getting good sleep and just like making sure that the body is supported on a foundational level. Like the foods that we're eating are, you know, the building blocks for our body. So making sure that the body can really heal itself instead of like trying to force one system of the body to be a certain way and really looking at the body as a whole. Like, for example, you can't really heal mental health without looking at what's going on with your gut health. Mm-hmm. So usually I'll give my clients like some sort of gut healing protocol. I'll give them a detox protocol and teach them how to eat in a way that supports their body and their brains as individuals, because I really do think it's, you know, different for everyone. Everyone needs a different diet. There's no like one size fits all approach. So there's that aspect of things, you know, supporting the physical body. And then there's brain rewiring, which is reshaping the neural networks of our brain from negative to positive. And this is simply just the neurons that we use are going to strengthen and get more solidified. And the ones that we don't use are going to weaken and die off. So it's kind of like this concept of, you know, affirmations and thinking positively. But in addition to that, in order to rewire our brains, we also need to go deeper into the root of what caused those neurons, the negative ones, to get so solidified in the first place. So traumas and conditioned beliefs, I do, you know, we dive really deep into those and help to clear out negative energy that's trapped from the body, which leads me to the third component, which is breath work. And, you know, breath is one of the most powerful things that we have, tools that we have to heal our bodies. And I'm a breathwork healer, so I'll guide my clients through breathwork in our healing sessions, do some energy work with them, give them some intuitive guidance, and then I'll also, you know, just teach them to have a more intimate relationship with their breath and how to use it in their day-to-day life to keep their anxiety and lower and keep their mood more lifted.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. All of that is so important. It's like the physical body, the mental body, and the emotional, spiritual body all together into what really will be a truly holistic approach to healing. I'm curious, before we get into more about the breath work, I love hearing people's stories about how they got introduced to this more like quote unquote woo woo type of like spiritual, energetic mindset mm-hmm. work. So how did that come into your life?
That's such a good question. I mean, you know, I was raised Christian and I'm not religious at all now, but I did always feel some sort of like spiritual connection with God or source or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, then kind of veered off from it because I was like, oh, I don't want to be this. But I was sober for 6 years when I was younger and got really into like meditation and started feeling this very strong connection to the universe, like the feeling that everything is one. And, you know, it's just kind of gotten deeper and deeper since then. I mean, I haven't been on this consistent path. I've definitely kind of veered off and, you know, had to learn some lessons along the way and stuff. But when I started getting into holistic health and having my own, you know, health issues, which is Lyme disease, and, you know, that manifests mainly through gut health issues and mental health and stuff like that. And, you know, I was doing all of the physical things and it just wasn't working. Like I was just hitting a wall. And that's when I realized like I needed to take a deeper look at my energetic body and my chakras and traumas and stuff like that. And that's when I kind of dove headfirst into all the fun woo-woo stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so similar to my story actually. And I think a lot of stories of our listeners too is like you do only you do as much as you can, I guess, physically that you know to do, the nutrition, the exercise, the supplements, the tests, like all these things physically that we're told to do to get well when mm-hmm. you do have chronic illness in our cases or whatever it might be. But, and you only can get so far. It's like you feel maybe better or certain things do start to improve, but then either other things get worse or then you get worse or things come back. You do just hit that wall where you aren't totally 100% healed. And that's, mm-hmm. Sounds like that was your story of really diving into this stuff. Definitely my story. And now it's just something I think is so common to see. And I'm sure you probably see this in your clients too, where they almost come to you already having tried so many of the things they think they should be doing, even if it is with nutrition or supplementation or something like that, but they're still hitting that wall. It's still not, they're not there. They're not healed, or they're not, their healing journey has stalled, I guess. And that's where you really do have to start looking at these other opportunities. And so I'm so glad that you're doing this work and really have added in all of these other modalities to what you do with your clients, which is breath work being one of them, which is really what I want to dive into today. So I want to start, first of all, I guess I'll share a little bit of my experience. And you can tell me if this is normal, if this is weird, like what was going on. But so I did it twice. I did two different live breathwork sessions, and they were via Zoom, but because, you know, pandemic life, but they were live. And so I almost like can't even fully describe what happened, except that I felt like almost like not in my body in a way, or just like not even having control of my physical body in a weird way. And I went through like every range of emotion possible. I like was crying. I was laughing. I was smiling ear to ear. Physically, I was like shivering. And then I got super hot and like went back and forth with that. I was but shaking, like physically, like shaking, shivering. And just like clenching my fists, and just so much crazy stuff happened. And this was probably, I think the session overall was like 30 minutes. And so all of this happened in a matter of 30 minutes. And I had just really weird and interesting like thoughts that came up out of nowhere. And I don't know, it was so crazy. But then by the end of it, towards the last few minutes, it was more so just like regular breathing, just kind of getting yourself back into your body and that kind of thing. And I felt so good. Like I felt so much better. I felt lighter. I felt happier. I felt freer. I felt peaceful. Like something definitely switched. And this was pretty similar cases in both of the sessions. So that really, I mean, I could talk about it for hours because it was just the weirdest thing. I wish I would have gone straight to my journal and journaled what actually happened, because, you know, as time progresses, you kind of forget the nuances of it, but it was so fascinating. It will stick with me forever. And just the feeling afterwards of how much had changed, how much had shifted in me, and that feeling of release afterwards was like nothing I've ever experienced in my life. So that's what happened to me. Is that something that you hear often, or am I crazy?
Yes, absolutely. That's totally normal. You are not crazy.
Okay, good.
It actually reminds me a lot of my first breath work session.
Okay, tell us about that.
So this was at a Pilates studio randomly in San Francisco, and I had a friend who was like, hey, come, she had these like healing tinctures, and she was like, come work this event with me. So it was actually there, and I just got to do it for free. And the breathwork healer, who is one of my very dear friends now, Kay Ellis, she's amazing. She did the breathwork session, and same thing. It was like, I felt like I was floating, you know, I could feel all the intense energy rushing through my body. I was screaming, I was crying, I was laughing.
Yeah. And all the emotion.
Yes. And I felt this huge release, like you said, afterwards, and just felt so open and uplifted. And yeah, that's very common. And, you know, on the basic level, what breathwork is doing is increasing the energy flow in your body. And when we increase the energy flow through our body, it helps to clear out any stuck negative energy in our body, like that comes from trauma or old wounds and stuff. And, you know, on a scientific level, our prefrontal cortex is being quieted, and we're tapping into the limbic system, which is where stored traumas can be. So that can explain why people see certain images or memories or flashes of things that maybe were stored deep down in their subconscious. And then, you know, when the prefrontal cortex is quieted, that means that the conscious mind that we use to build up all of these walls that protect us from feeling those negative emotions that are stored deep down that we don't want to feel, it's quieted and those walls come down. And so we're able to just authentically express whatever emotions that are inside of us and that are causing, you know, mental and physical illness.
Oh, it's so cool. Like, that just is fascinating to me that it can be done in such a simple way. Like, we can actually kind of bypass the conscious mind, which is so in our face, right? So many times of the day, completely in our face.
Yeah.
And able to tap into the subconscious mind and to be able to actually feel what we have essentially been protected from for however knows how long years potentially, mm-hmm. That emotion that we're being protected from, and let it go and release it and be able to move beyond it. Mm-hmm. And it's all done simply with breath. And that I just think is so fascinating. Like, you don't have to buy any equipment. You don't have to have a certain anything, really. You just need your breath. You need what you already have inside of you. So can you talk a little bit about that? Like, we are using our breath, but we're using it in a specific way. So can you describe what is happening a little bit?
What do you mean by that? Like the breath pattern?
Yes. Yes. Like, how can we use our breath? Like, what is changing with our breath in order to do this? Like, it's not just like we're breathing normally, and it's not even deep breathing, which a lot of us are used to doing, especially if we're into meditation or even just relaxing breaths, or even in yoga where we do some deep breathing. It's not even that. It's mm-hmm. something completely different than that. So explain the breath pattern.
Okay. Yes. I know exactly the question you're asking. So the breath pattern that I use specifically, you know, there's a ton of different breathwork techniques that you can use, but the one that I use is called 3-part pranayama breath, and you take a breath into your belly, then into your chest, and you breathe out. So it's kind of like, and you do it for about, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 minutes, however long the healer has you breathing for. And like I was saying earlier, you're breathing fast. So the faster you're breathing, the more breath, the more air, the more energy that's moving through your body, which, like I was saying, increases that energy flow through your body. And then you're also, like, the reason why you're breathing into your lower belly and into your high chest is so that you can expand your energy more into every area of your body. Because usually when people breathe, it's such a subconscious automatic thing that we're not paying attention to, like, where we're breathing into. So mm-hmm. breathing into the lower belly allows you to breathe into your lower energy centers, your lower chakras, and then breathing into the high chest, you're breathing into your higher energy centers, your upper chakras. And when you're breathing in, you're expanding and opening. That's just the nature of an inhale. And then when you're exhaling, you're releasing. And, you know, there's also things that are happening, like it's triggering certain neurotransmitters to be released. It's increasing your blood pH. And, you know, this is important because a lot of people, you know, they don't feel safe to release. I think that so many people, I mean, just the world that we live in, we're so conditioned to think that negative emotions are bad, and that they're wrong, and that we shouldn't express them. Mm-hmm. And so when we have an increase in the energy like that, and we have those neurotransmitters that are making us feel less anxious and less resistant and just more loving in general, then we're able to feel more safe, and we're able to just let go and surrender and let the emotions pour out. And then, you know, on a deeper level, we're, like I was saying earlier, we're opening our subconscious. And when we open our subconscious, we're getting closer to, you know, our true self, which is our soul. And it's creating this spiritual opening within our bodies. And anytime that we're able to create a more conscious connection with our soul and with the universe in general, we are able to, like I was saying earlier, more authentically express like what we are feeling on a deep soul level. Does that make sense?
Yes, 100%. And I do feel like when I explained in my experience that I felt kind of like I was out of my body, it was more so that I was really fully, truly connected with my inner being. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of made my body not a thing, if that makes sense.
Yes,
again, very
exactly.
Hard to explain until you actually go through it. But yeah, I really felt that strong spiritual connection like I never had before. And as someone who meditates every single day, and you think that that is something that is really happening within meditation, this is like times a thousand. It's like something on a totally different plane. Okay, so you mentioned the breath pattern is belly first. So you're inhaling, and I think we should mention, and I think this is true, everything is through the mouth, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, everything is through the mouth. So you're kind of breathing, is it like halfway your inhale, half is in your belly, and then you move it up, the other half is in your chest. Is it that? Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. And, you know, different healers do it differently. Like when, like the first time I did it, it was like a full breath into your belly and then the rest into your chest and then out. And for me, it like really depends on the client. Like if they have a sensitive nervous system, then I won't have them do completely full breaths and I won't have them breathe as fast in the beginning. I'll kind of work their way up to it. But yeah, it's generally like 50-50 and, you know, keeping them kind of like separate, but they're also some people like, you know, like isolated, like the belly and chest breath, but then some people kind of get into like this wave with it where it's not like, it's more like, you know, it's like more like a smooth wave. And yeah, I mean, everyone, like this is why it's so helpful to have a healer, because they can kind of see what's going on with your energy and how you can like adjust your breath to optimize things. And I always, always encourage my clients, like breathe in a way that feels intuitive to you. Breathe in a way that feels like you're expanding and then you're cleansing and releasing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the exhale is still out your mouth and it's a complete exhale. And that's where that release happens. Mm-hmm. And then you just keep going through that pattern over and over and over again with however much time your session is. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. And some people, you know, only need to do it for 20 minutes. I've heard people do it for like 2 hours, which is insane to me.
Okay. But so that's interesting, because how in the world, this was something that I wanted to ask you, how do you keep your lips from getting dry, or do you just not care at that point?
I'll just lick my lips or wear chapstick.
Okay. Gotcha.
Or you just don't notice because you're so like out of body, you know?
Yes. Because that was something the first time I could not, it kept bringing me out, was like, oh, I should have gotten some chapstick before this, but I didn't know what I was doing. So I didn't know I needed it. But I can see that being something where people, it kind of pulls people out because it's uncomfortable and we're not used to breathing, obviously already in this pattern. And then also solely through our mouth, that it can kind of, just to let people know, wear some chapstick. It really helps.
Yeah.
Because you want to try to keep your mouth open the whole time, right?
Yeah, totally. And, you know, it doesn't have to be like this formal thing that's like you have to keep breathing like on this steady rhythm. Like if you need to like close your mouth and swallow or like lick your lips or do something like that because you're uncomfortable, then that's okay. You know what I mean? Like it can be casual. And like, I tell people, like, if you need to ask me a question, if there's something that you need to say, that's okay. And yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. I had that instruction too with my first one, which is really helpful because there was so much going on and there were points that I felt uncomfortable. And I think that's common, especially the first time when this is something new to your physical body. Like I felt a little nauseous and dizzy when I first started. Mm-hmm. And it was something that my body had to kind of get used to and calibrate to. So it was nice I did stop a few times and just like get a normal, like deep breath, like a few deep breaths and then get going again. And that really helped to have a little bit of reset time. So it is nice to know that it's not something you have to do perfectly or like 100% in order for it to be effective. It's very much depends on the person, which is super helpful. Okay. So more about the actual practice, because again, I want people to feel comfortable going into a session. Mm-hmm. Is it something, are you lying down? Are you seated? Are you standing? Can you have a blanket? Can you have a pillow? Like, what physically is going on?
Yeah, so you're laying down, you don't need a pillow. You want your neck to be completely flat, or you want your spine to be straight. And I mean, you can use a pillow if you really want to, but it's just better to have a straight spine. You can use a blanket if you want to. Like, some people prefer to do it on the ground on a mat, which is like usually what's recommended, because if you get into the bed, sometimes it's easier to kind of drift off into like a trance, especially if you're tired, or it might make you like more sleepy. But you can do it in the bed, you know. And like I said, like, none of this has to be like super rigid and serious, but yeah, you definitely want to be laying down, because like you were saying in the beginning, you're feeling all of these weird feelings. You definitely don't want to be standing up if you're feeling like dizzy and lightheaded. And most people think that is bad, or like they're going to pass out, but it's not. Like, you're in total control. You're in control of your breath. You're not having a panic attack or anything. And it is totally, I wanted to touch on like, you know, those uncomfortable feelings that come up.
Yes, and definitely.
Part of that is just that you're physically detoxing and your body is not used to this. And your body's like, what is this? What's going on? And then the other part of it is that you're increasing the energy flow, you're like stirring things up, and the pressure of all the negative energy that you're stirring up is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. That's why sometimes your hands go into fists, or certain areas will feel tight or tense, and that's just the energy like stuck in your body. And so during the session, you can like breathe into that area, or you can ask your guides or your higher self or source or whatever, like, what am I holding on to? Usually I'll get an answer and you can kind of breathe into that. But, you know, in the first, like, especially in the beginning, our ego really, really fights and really struggles to keep those things down under the surface. So it's all about just surrendering, getting out of the head, getting in touch with your body, staying present with the breath, and just surrendering and letting go of that resistance. And, you know, I've definitely had my own experience where I, like, you know, gut issues, like I was saying, were some of my main health issues. Nausea was one of my main symptoms, and nausea came up during the breathwork session, but I knew that it was energetic. Like, I knew that it wasn't, you know, that I was getting nauseous from like something I just ate. So instead of like stopping or giving into that resistance, I just opened up to it and I was like, oh, what is this? And I breathed into it, and I just kept, you know, breathing into it and getting that energy flow going into that area of nausea. And then all of a sudden I just like started releasing, like I started crying and I could just feel it like pouring out of me. And then after that, the nausea was like completely gone. And I've had so many experiences like this, you know, with clients that I'm breathing with or with myself, where some physical thing will come up, whether it's like nausea or just tightness and tension. And if you just let yourself open up to that and like acknowledge what it is, and maybe even let yourself feel the emotion behind it, and surrender to it and release it, then you'll just move through it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all that is so good and so true. It definitely is a little bit of an ego game at first, I feel like. And the beauty about it, though, is as you progress in the session, you don't even have to fight the ego anymore. It's like it kind of does it for you, the whole process, it does it for you. So then that's when you have this opportunity to really surrender and accept what's happening and be more curious and be open. And that's when the release happens. So I'm glad you mentioned that little ego voice. I think that was the one that was telling me I needed to lick my lips and I needed chapstick and I couldn't do it anymore because my lips were too dry. But once you get into it, that does melt away, which is the power of it, I think, of this whole practice, is the ability to bypass that ego voice. Now, is music a common thing that's added, or is that something that some practitioners do and some don't? What do you prefer?
I love music. I'm a singer and I write music and I'm like very connected to it. So yes, absolutely. I prefer it. I've never known a healer to not use music. I would be curious to know if there's anyone else out there that doesn't. But yeah, I like to use definitely sound is like so healing, and it can also be very activating. Like if you're hearing someone sing really loudly and you can feel the energy of their throat chakra really open, then it will help to activate that within you, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. And even I think we can all agree that music just in general brings out a specific energy in all of us when we hear it, depending on what the music is. And so I think, does it kind of depend on what we want the outcome of the session to be to what music is being played during the breathwork session? Or how do you determine it?
Yeah, I mean, it can be like, I usually just have one playlist that I kind of like move around and work with. And right now, like I'm using this one playlist. It's breathwork for anxiety that I'm using for everyone, because I find that, you know, most of the clients that come to me are struggling with anxiety and their nervous systems are on the fritz. So, and I have like this other playlist that's like really intense, and it's a very, like, it's like loud singing and it's more fast paced music, which is what my friend Kay will use a lot of the time. But yeah, for my clients, I find that they need more of calming things. And I also include like a lot of binaural beats, which are like certain sound frequencies that can activate certain brain waves in your brain, which helps with the brain rewiring process and also just keeping everything kind of like open and calm, which allows them to surrender more easily.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Okay, great. So now everyone knows what they can expect when they go into a breathwork session, the breath pattern that happens, they will be comfortable and that's okay. You don't have to do it 100% correct. There will be amazing music that's also being played, which really helps with the process. Mm-hmm. So it's a really nice, good, comfortable experience besides the fact that you're breathing in a pattern that you don't normally do. And that's it. So you go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, and a lot of people like think like that it has to be this big thing, but really if you think about it, it's just breathing. You know, like breathing is so natural to us, and breath work is something that humans have been doing since we've existed. We've always intuitively known that there's very healing properties to the breath. So yeah, like if it feels scary or if it feels intense for someone, just know that like all you're doing is breathing, and it's a totally natural process
and
for the body.
You're the one in control. So you can, like I had to do, take a few minutes, take a break, whatever you need to do to feel most comfortable for you. You're the one in control, which is really nice. And I think I just want to, because there might be some people, especially after hearing both of our situations, especially in our first sessions with breathwork, they're like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I want to experience that. That sounds kind of scary, or it sounds weird. I don't know if I'm ready to, like, you know, cry for no reason, whatever it might be. What can we, or I guess, what could we expect? Like, what are some other common things that can happen in a breathwork session that are absolutely normal, absolutely okay? We actually want those things to happen, and it's a sign of healing. So we mentioned the intense emotions back and forth. What about me experiencing that cold and warm situation? Like I was like hot, and then I had to put a blanket on, then I had to take it off, then I had to put it back on. What's going on there? Is that normal?
Yeah, that's totally normal. I'm glad you brought this up, because I wanted to like add to that. Like there are so many different sensations that you can feel. And you know, it really depends on like what's going on with your energy and what you're releasing. And yeah, like sometimes you get really hot, sometimes you get really cold. That's normal. It's just the body, you know, like people don't really understand how energy works in the body. And so like there are things happening energetically that we can't really like, I don't know how to explain it. Like we can't really sit there and try to like figure it out with our logical mind. You know what I mean? We kind of just have to let whatever is happening happen. But at the same time, you know, because the energy flow that's going through our body is so intense, our physical body just, you know, not used to it. So it's trying to like figure things out and make sense of it and moderate things as we release so intensely. And another thing that can happen, let's see, you mm-hmm. said you were shaking. That's totally normal. That's just, mm-hmm. you know, energy flow. I talked about like tension and tightness. That's just
where energy. Yeah, so people might experience like maybe some actual physical muscle pain or cramping or something like that. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And mm-hmm. you can move too. Like if you need to, like if you have tightness in your hands, you can like roll your hands out or, you know, move your head back and forth if it's in your neck. Or like move your hips around if you get tightness in your hips. And then you can also just simply breathe into that area. And like I said, ask and you will be told, like, what am I holding mm-hmm. on to? And you'll be shown. And the other important part of this is like using your voice. And by this, I mean, like, I encourage my clients to use their voice as much as they can during the breathwork session, because using your voice helps to open up your, like, your vocal cords, help to open up your throat chakra, which helps to release even more energy. And so, you know, you might feel the sudden urge to cry or laugh or like sigh really loudly or even scream. And if you can get yourself to the point where you scream, like, that's so good. Like, that's such a huge release. And usually people that do get to that point where they're able to scream, it's like, it's just, I mean, I can feel what's happening with their energy, and it's just like this huge energy release. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like,
yeah, well, you can, yeah, like, you like can imagine or something. If you've ever screamed, it was to get out some sort of energy. So you can imagine what that's doing on top of this already really intense breathwork session that's going on. That would just be amazing, I'm sure. What about what's going on kind of in your head? Like I mentioned, I was experiencing these really weird thoughts that just kind of popped up. And I still don't know if I've made the connection to them all, but I know some people experience like visualizations or they see things. What's going on there? Is that normal?
Yeah, that's totally normal. Like I was saying earlier, you know, it activates the limbic system in the brain. So, and that's where a lot of like stored repressed emotions and memories are stored. So that can be a reason why, you know, certain visions and stuff pop up, especially like things that we repressed and maybe we don't remember. But, you know, you're also, there's like that spiritual aspect of it where you're opening up spiritually, which means you're opening up to spiritual guidance and you're being shown things that you need to be shown. Another aspect of it is there's a lot of DMT like stored in our lungs. So that can also be like very activating for, you know, like for expanding our consciousness and opening up spiritually and allowing us to see things maybe on other dimensions or in other realms. I have definitely had experiences with, I mean, I definitely have had experiences with like floating through different dimensions, jumping into portals, stuff like that. And then I've also like had an experience with this spirit who like walked up to me and came and like sat down inside me as wow. if she was like a part of me, and it was like meeting a part That's of so me. Cool. Yeah, there's a lot of really, really cool things that can happen spiritually. So and
basically everything, you know, is I normal. Think that anything that you're going to experience in your breathwork session is fine and expected and normal. You just need to accept it and embrace it is what it sounds like you're saying.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I think it's hard for people to like wrap their head around these things. And this is the thing, is like humans, we're always working with our ego to try and make sense of things and to try to figure things out. But the purpose of the breathwork is just, like I said, to surrender and let go of control and like trust that whatever is happening needs to happen, and trusting in the breath will open things up in the way that they need to be opened up and will release what needs to be released.
And how often do you suggest people do a breathwork session to continue the release and to continue the healing? I obviously probably depends on the person, but what's a good kind of, is there a schedule or a routine that it would be good to get into?
Yeah, like you said, it's really dependent on the individual, but you know, I know people who my trainer actually told us to do it like for 10 mm-hmm. minutes a day at least. So, and you know, that's for people who are facilitating breath work. So they are trying to develop a very intimate relationship with breath. But I have clients who do it like, who do like a really big session every other week or every week, or yeah, I mean, it honestly just depends, because it's just another form of like meditation, I guess, or like a spiritual mindful practice. And some people do breath work instead of meditating. I find that people who have a hard time meditating do really well with breath work, because it's so good for, you know, like getting you out of your mind and that overthinking and calming things down and getting back into your body. But yeah, like if you wanted to get really, really into it, you could do it every day if you wanted to, or, you know, you could do it every few days. I don't even do it like super often, just because I also have a very sensitive nervous system and I meditate like all the time. I meditate like over an hour a day, but every once in a while I'm intuitively guided to do a breathwork session, and I'll just do like one huge session and it'll be like a big release. And yeah, I'm finding that, you know, I'm kind of nearing the end of my healing journey with Lyme. And so the stronger my nervous system gets, the more I'm able to do breath work. Mm-hmm. And I love it so much. It's mm-hmm. just so powerful. And healing.
as a healer, you are there kind of as the guide. If someone books a session with you for a breath work session, you are their guide. You're facilitating the whole situation, and you can do that virtually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's my role, just to hold space, to witness, and you know, in addition to help with facilitating the energy release. Like I can see, like just the other day I was doing a session with a client and there was like all this dark energy in her head, trapped in her head. So I was like pulling it out. And then at one point it was like this big boulder and it just like plopped out of her head. It just rolled out. And I was like, oh, weird. Like, what is that? And I just heard self-doubt. And it was amazing. Like, it just came out of her. And, you know, we talked about it afterwards. It really resonated with her. So, you know, I'm helping to facilitate that energy release, moving things out. I'm also channeling healing energy from higher dimensions and channeling that into the person's body, whether it's love or just like white light or whatever I feel like they need. And then yeah, like kind of helping to make sure that they're doing the breathing correctly, and just, you know, comforting them and telling them that like it's okay if you're feeling this, if you're feeling that, it's normal, just keep breathing, kind of helping them work through the ego part of it. And yeah, and then towards the end I give them any intuitive psychic guidance.
Oh,
that's
so cool. What an amazing practice you have. And tell us all a little bit more about, you have a new program coming out soon. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. So it's going to be an online group program. I'm very excited about it because, you know, it's called Master Your Mind. And I got the idea for the name from an event I did with my friend Kay, the breathwork friend. We did an event called Master Your Mind where we combined these, you know, elements, those three components I was talking about earlier, nutrition, brain rewiring, like mindset work and breath work. And this is going to be, you know, these are like the three main components that I've used to help myself heal from anxiety and depression and chronic illness. This is what I use with my clients now. So I'm basically taking this process and putting it all into a systematic approach to help people, you know, clear out that negative energy that is weighing them down, lowering their frequencies, and, you know, the blocks, the limiting beliefs, the trauma, clearing it all out. And then supporting that physical body, like we were talking about, and then raising the frequency so that they can maintain a more positive and peaceful state of mind and overall well-being, and you know, also what comes along with raising your frequency is obviously being able to manifest more easily. So really not just stepping into their true self, but stepping into their dream life and creating the reality that they
want. That sounds so cool. I'm very excited for you. That sounds amazing. So where can people go to learn more about you and learn more about what you do with breathwork sessions, your new program, all that good stuff? Where can people find you?
Yeah, so they can just find me on Instagram or my website. Instagram is just my name, Molly Lowry. Same with my website, mollylowry.com. Yeah, I have tons of info on there. I'm constantly putting out content about breathwork and brain roaring and all that good stuff. And if anyone, you know, I have a waitlist started. If you want to get on the waitlist for my program, or if you just want to do like a one-off breathwork session, I do those. Or if you want to work together, like one-on-one coaching, that's also an option. And yeah, if anyone has any questions about any of this stuff, you know, I'm totally an open book. Feel free to reach out to me anytime.
Oh, that was so fun. I'm so glad I finally got to like pick someone's brain about breath work, because it's such a profound, amazing experience. And I really want all of my listeners to try it, because it is like life-changing, and I'm sure you agree. So now that we know where to go, who to talk to, and who to help facilitate, it'll make it so much easier for everyone to go give it a try too. So thank you so, so much for being here and sharing your knowledge with us today.
Oh, thank you too. I'm so grateful that I was able to come on, and yeah, I'm really excited to hear from any of your listeners.
It's coming up too. So yeah. We will all keep in touch. Well, thank you so much. Yes. Have a good one.